Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelsang. I think we have got a real treat for you. Over the course of the next couple of shows, we're going to be talking about the new movie, The Shack. Today, we're going to interview Octavia Spencer. Octavia Spencer is a native of Montgomery, Alabama, and she claims that is the proverbial buckle of the Bible Belt, making for an ideal setup for our conversation about the new movie, The Shack. We'll talk a little bit about the movie itself. I'll offer a review, but first and foremost, let's hear from Octavia. I had a chance to talk to Octavia, to Tim McGraw, also starring in the movie, as well as Sam Worthington. But today, Octavia, welcome. Thanks very much for joining us. And regarding the story of The Shack, it is just such a beautiful story, of course. And I wonder if you'd tell us briefly, about the story, your role as Papa, which is an interesting, kind of way of putting things, and this invitation that occurs to go to The Shack.
Mac is a father of three, and he has a beautiful family, and they're on their last vacation of summer, and his younger daughter is abducted and dies. And that tremendous loss makes him spiral, and he loses himself, and he basically loses his place in his family because he's suffering a tremendous amount of grief. But he receives this letter in his mailbox, and he has to, think about whether or not it's from God or the person that abducted his daughter. But it's an invitation to The Shack to talk about things. And he has to make a decision on whether or not he's going to go and see who wrote that letter. And it turns out that it is an invitation from the character that I play, Papa.
I've read the book, The Shack, by William Paul Young. And in my research, I learned that you too read the book and that you loved it. I did as well. And that you got a lot out of the book spiritually. What were some of those things?
I wanted to be a part of the project because I was given the book by a friend, and I was told that it had a lot of forensic and thriller aspects, but that there was a surprise.
A surprise.
And I thought, okay. So I thought I was going to be reading something very different from the life lesson that I was bound to get from The Shack. And I couldn't imagine not taking this journey. I mean, it's been a beautiful journey.
Your role as Papa is very much a mom-like role, love and wisdom and very mom-like. Papa invokes this message of faith and prompts the character Mac, played by Sam Worthington, we're going to talk to Sam next, by the way, to go to The Shack to resolve these issues and find redemption. So what does all of that mean? What does that amount to?
I play Papa, AKA God. And God is very much a mom to Mac. She is pure love and wisdom, and basically just tries to impart that to him because he's at a very trying stage in his life and in his faith, and he's trying to reconcile that grief and resolve it. And he's angry. He has lost someone very precious to him, and he's suffered tremendous losses in his life. So he's taken a huge step away from his faith. And it's only when he walks back and asks those questions and confronts those issues in The Shack that he's able to find that redemption and, fill that hole that he has created that the loss has created within him.
Well, there's no question that The Shack is this beautiful story, and when I saw the film, I was just blown away by your scenes, the scenery, the effects. And of course, cinematically, what was your reaction to set design, scenery, and the technical piece of this film?
When you see this film, I think the way that it's being shot is going to be mesmerizing. I every time I walk onto a different set, my heart just bursts with pride. I think the story itself is one that people will be able to see themselves in, and will gain the life lessons. I think it will be cathartic in nature for some people. It was and has been for me. I have been on a journey with this one. But it's...
Yeah, journey is a word that some of the others have used too, right? Yeah.
One that I am glad that I am able to accept and take at this stage of my life.
Good. So, Octavia, I wonder, have you ever lost faith in the way that Mac has? And what about this overall message, you know, the kind of this worldview of the film?
For me, I know there's never been anything that has made me lose my faith in God. And I'm very grateful for that, but I have experienced loss in my life. Now, there have been instances where I've lost faith in myself, and the thing that brings you back to yourself is your faith in God. So I understood Mac's journey in a lot of ways, but I had this empathy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I felt the same way. I know. The empathy is real.
Because he represents every man, and I don't know, there was something about this project that I feel the world needs. It's a balm. I know that it just created this calm for me in my life, and the lesson, and there's just so much light around it. I think people will be very excited about the message, the imagery, the wisdom, and the love that this film is going to put out into the world. At least I'm excited about that. So I think people will be excited about that too.
My thanks to Octavia Spencer. I think you'll love this movie. It's all about our abilities to overcome sadness, overcome our setbacks. And certainly in a world where religion seems to grow increasingly irrelevant, The Shack wrestles with this timeless question. Where is God in a world so filled with trouble and difficulty and unspeakable pain? I think the answers that we get from this movie are going to astound you. And who knows? Maybe they're going to transform you in some of the ways that the characters, the actors, have talked about already. I know you'll want to talk about this film, so reach back out to me. Thanks very much, everybody.